Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's really nice inside. It's a little chilly out. We've got some northerly winds blowing, but the sunny skies reign with some beautiful clouds over the Ko'olau, the Pacific Ocean looking lovely, and of course, Diamond Head right behind me with the palm trees. It's a gorgeous day. It is Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. Of course, we play golf here all year round. I know everybody's trying to get out on the links, although there is snow in some places and they're keeping the ski resorts open. Odd weather, indeed. We're going to talk about your game. Scott Novell is the co-founder and president of Golf Channel's Golf Channel Academy. We'll be right with him, as well as talking with David Cass. He's up in the Pacific Northwest. He's the head professional at Salish Cliffs Golf Course. He's played Chambers Bay, played it with me. Jeff Lowe is the founder and creator of Ready Putt Putter Covers. An interesting, you know, I love talking with entrepreneurs who create something and they stay with it until they take it to market. Sarah Forrest from the UK, she's got something called Red Tea Breaks, inviting the lady golfer to join in the fun of tournament golf, and she's got some great prizes. So we'll get to Scott Novell right after. We thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
Scott Novell now is joining us in the clubhouse. He's the co-founder and president of Golf Channel's Golf Channel Academy. It's an app, and it's on Golf Channel. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Aloha, Daniel.
It's
Thanks
good
for the opportunity.
Absolutely. An avid barefoot water skier, Mr. Novell boxed Golden Gloves heavyweight division, raced motorcycles, played football for the Canton Bulldogs as starting linebacker, and in 2013 he picked up the game of golf to see, I think it said in your bio, to see if an old dog could learn a new trick.
That's right, that's right. It's been a fun experiment.
I bet. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but I called you co-founder. How did this Golf Channel Academy idea come to you and the CEO, Todd Wilson?
Yeah, Danielle, about 3 years ago, Todd and I were discussing some business opportunities, and we always wanted to do a few things together and had known each other for over 25 years. We worked together as CPAs at Ernst & Young before I kid that I decided to get into an honest profession and become an attorney. But anyway, when we started talking about this business model, we saw an opportunity to put together a group of top-tier golf instruction academies across the country, and we thought that there were a lot of great instructors. They could probably use some business services, help with some promotions, and so forth. So when we kind of mapped it out, we said what we really need is a marketing and promotions partner, if possible. And fortunately, Todd, who was a CFO at NASCAR and is still an executive there, had great relationships with the TV networks like NBC, who own Golf Channel. So that's how that introduction was made. And we presented our model to the Golf Channel a couple of years ago and ultimately got a long-term joint venture deal signed in September last year. It'll be a long-term joint venture. It's been a really good relationship so far. They even invited us to have our offices in their executive offices.
Wow.
So we're interacting with them on a daily basis and building this model out.
You mentioned NASCAR, and this is the brand within a brand strategy that you and Todd Wilson employed to develop the Golf Channel Academy business model. What is brand within a brand?
Yeah, good question. So each of these academies that have joined our network that we've selected, recruited, and they've ultimately joined our network are already very successful golf coaches, and they have successful academies. So we want them to preserve their identity, and they do as well, because many of them have spent 20 years or more building it. So we want to really enhance and elevate their brand and make that part of our Golf Channel Academy brand. So if you go to our Golf Channel Academy website, you'll see examples of that. You can link to any of the websites of any of our academies, and you'll see co-branding. You'll see their brand and the Golf Channel Academy brand.
Okay. All right. So how does a place like, I noticed the Legacy Golf Performance Center, they've been on the show, in Phoenix. How did they get the Golf Channel Golf Academy distinction? Is there, let's say, a buy-in, a fee to hang that Golf Academy logo inside their academy?
The way our model is set up is, so we select academies that we would like to have join our network of Golf Channel Academies. And the very most important thing is quality. So they've got to be really great coaches, proven track records, and in facilities that are going to accommodate what we need to happen at those operations. So it's a selection process. And then each of those academies, when they sign on with us, get an exclusive territory. And then what they do is they will actually share a portion of their revenue with our business, and 100% of that gets deployed back to the benefit of all the participants in our operation.
Okay. All right. So it works. Everybody's a winner in the process. And the golfer who comes to take a lesson from one of your Golf Academy coaches, what makes a Golf Channel Academy lead coach or instructor, how do they get that distinction? How do you do they have to be like a PGA, a master PGA?
Yeah, good question. This is a very important process that we've got. And the guy that leads that up is Lauren Anderson. Lauren founded an operation called Proponent Group, which is a premier consultancy organization for the game's dedicated instructors. There's about 450 instructors in that group. And we worked with Lauren in the past 2 years as a consultant in developing our model. And then it just was just kind of logical that we should think about joining forces. So we merged his company into ours, so he's one of our core partners now. And Lauren was actually was the managing editor for Instruction at Golf Magazine and was one of the founders of the top 100 list for golf coaches. So I don't think there's anybody on the planet that knows more about golf instructors than Lauren does. So he heads up that committee, and we look to see what their overall, the lead coach's credentials are, and if it's going to be a good fit, if they're team players, if they want to be part of something bigger than themselves. If all that fits, then we invite them. And if you looked at our website, you will see it's very impressive. I mean, we really have the stars of golf instruction kind of coming out of the chute here.
You mean
about
like
half of our lead coaches are top 100 teachers or best in state, best in region. So it's really a great group.
I opened it up and I said, oh, Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott, Vision 54.
Yep.
Yeah. A world class right there, you know. And, of course, in Hawaii, I've had Claude Brousseau from Ko'olina on the show several times. He's taking over at Ko'olina later in the summer. But he's been on the show working over at Kapalua, another first-class operation. And, of course, Ko'olina is as well. And so when we go, then we know, the next follow-up question, because you're TV and you have Golf Academy live shows and you have the Golf Academy app, Will some of these people, like Claude or Vision 54's Pia and Lynn, will they be on the Golf Academy live television show?
Yep, good question. And actually, I just had dinner with Chris O'Connell Tuesday night, who's one of our coaches in the Dallas area and is Matt Kuchar's coach. And then the next day he was on air here in our at our studios and was on Morning Drive. So, yeah, to answer your question, a lot of our lead coaches will be on instruction programming and news programming throughout the year. P and Lynn are scheduled, I believe, in August. But, yeah, we're starting to schedule many of them now.
It's awesome. P and Lynn are our regular guests on my show, and I saw Charlie King here as well. It's a great list. Dana Rader, you can find again at, what is the website, Golf Channel Academy?
Yep, golfchannelacademy.com, and you can see all of their bios and each of their individual websites. And we have all of their associate coaches' bios as well. And we now have total lead and associate coaches is approaching 200. So it's a really good start. We're moving faster than we had projected.
What do you mean by lead in?
Lead coach.
Ah.
So P and Lynn are the lead coaches for their location. Let's use Dana Rader for an example. Dana has 8 associate coaches working with her at her academy. So we have 47 lead coaches now, and counting them and their associate coaches, it's about 195 coaches.
Wow. I'm incredibly impressed by your smarts, okay? When I was reading, and frankly, my sister is a wealth manager, Sterling and Tucker, and she also was top of her class when she went for the CPA national exam. She finished number one.
So, wow.
Right. So I'm reading yours going, you're the first person who impressed me as much as I was impressed by my sister's accomplishments with your undergraduate in accounting, top 1% of class, master's of science in accounting, master's of law in taxation, passed both CPA and bar on first sitting. You know, it was like, and then you created Nexus. The Nexus Group, mergers and acquisitions, all of this. Are you amazed at how your life went from just sort of evolved and folded one thing into the next to create the different experiences you're having in life?
I don't know about impressed, but sometimes I look back at it and I go, wow, this was a confused guy. He didn't know what he wanted to do, but it was funny. Whenever I'd make those decisions, you know, I'd tell my mom that I was going to do it, and she goes, but Scott, you already have a good job. Why are you doing this?
So, yeah, moms want stability.
That's right. So I always pursued stuff that I thought I would enjoy. I liked the challenge, and that's kind of what I've done. I was always afraid that I would just do one thing for my whole life, and I certainly have not gone down that path.
No, indeed not. I'd like to talk to you a little about your sporting career and golf. And since you took it up in 2013, I think you are one of the perfect people to talk to about taking up the sport. People think you've got to start as a junior golfer, or, you know, if you've started late in life, it's 18. And I just think that's so wrong, and it stops so many people from getting into the game. And, of course, Golf Academy Alive is in a way growing the game by exposing more people to more instructors. Can we take it up after a real quick break?
Yes, sure.
Thank you very much. We're talking with Scott Novell, co-founder and president, Golf Channel's Golf Academy, live Golf Channel Academy, rather. I'm thinking of the app. You can get the app on any of your smartphones. We're going to come right back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you'd like to go play a round of golf on Maui, there's an 841 and a 926 and a 1002 open over at what was Maui, what was Alaire, and that was Maui Nui. Maui Nui. We have to get more information about Maui Nui to you because it's a perfect location. It's right between Ka'anapali and Wailea in Kihei, and it's right on the slopes. It's a beautiful location. We're talking with Scott Novell, co-founder and president of Golf Channel's Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. You know, I'm going through this thinking, okay, we've got Golf Academy Live on television, right, Scott?
Correct.
And then we've got the Golf Academy Live app, and we're talking about the Golf Channel Academy coaches. And the Golf Channel Academy is actual physical plants that have already been developed. Let's take Ko'olina as an example, a teaching facility, or many of them across the country. And within those physical plants, you have a designated lead coach, a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. Do I have it all straight here?
Yeah, you do. So the logo for all of our locations, and we just launched really Masters Week, so we're still putting signs up at facilities, but we're probably 80% there as far as signage. So if you looked at any of our facilities, you will see the Golf Channel Academy logo, which is really just the peacock.
Yep.
Golf Academy. Yep. So the channel isn't on there. Just like golf, you know, just Golf Channel is just Peacock Golf now.
Got it.
But you will see that at all of our locations and see, you know, all of our branding there.
It's great. You can find that online, too, and see all of the coaches who are in already. Are you expanding, or is this the number that you've chosen?
Good question. Again, the most important thing to us is quality. So we look at the quality filter first, and we've pre-identified all of the people that we've recruited and that have signed up. We had them on our radar screen a year and a half ago. So we think in the United States, we will probably end up with at least 100 locations, maybe more.
Wow.
Then we'll go outside of the States as well. So we're in Canada right now. We'll go elsewhere. But the good news is Todd and I are a little conservative, that accounting backgrounds of ours, but we only projected 10 locations by the end of 14 and 30 by the end of this year. And like I said earlier, we're at almost 60 locations right now.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, Scott, let's talk about you. Avid barefoot water skier. That's amazing. You don't put skis on.
Yeah, I was actually doing that this morning. So, it's a great workout. I've been doing it a long time. My brother does it with me, and so it's an excellent workout.
Golden Gloves heavyweight division boxer. Racing motorcycles. Played football, starting linebacker for the Canton Bulldogs. Okay, now you've picked up golf. In 2013, Scott Novell, co-founder and president of Golf Channel's Golf Channel Academy, has picked up golf. which is the most difficult?
Yeah, you know, it's now I know why my buddies over all these decades wanted to play golf with me, because they knew that's where they could really show me up, and they were right. So definitely a humbling game. Probably one of the most challenging things I've done, especially at my advanced age. But I've enjoyed it. My coach says the one thing I have down is club head speed. So he says you don't need to worry about any more club head speed. We just need to make sure you're a lot more consistent like any other golfers have as a challenge. So, but it's been fun. I can honestly say I enjoy going out and practicing and learning probably more than playing around a golf.
Do you practice on the course?
Yep. And fortunately, I live right next door to Grand Cypress Academy here in Orlando. And my coach is Fred Griffin, who's one of our coaches. He's the lead coach at Grand Cypress, a top 100. Great career. He's been teaching about 30 years now. So I'm fortunate. You know, he's close by. My biggest constraint is time. We've got so much going on. I don't have as much time as I'd like to spend on the game, but it's been a blast.
I guess physically, you're obviously a physical. You're in excellent physical condition, is what I'm trying to say. That's obviously helped you. What part of the game physically did you find the most challenging for your body at your advanced age?
At my advanced age, I'm kind of upper body focused, so I guess I had to learn to sequence everything, you know, get legs and hips, lower base going at the right time. So I wanted to get those shoulders moving too much at first. So now I've learned to kind of deal with that. And I've had, you know, as far as hands and wrists, that came pretty naturally, but I was kind of overdoing it on the upper torso part. So I'd have to work on settling that down. And the other thing I've had to work with, that Fred's worked with me, is try to be more patient. I'm too quick to come down on the make the transition move. So I've had to work on tempo. But been improving, and it's been a blast. Now, I have to try to keep it a secret, but I guess that's not going to work anymore, because when my buddies find out that I'm playing, everybody wants to book around with me so they can beat me now, all these years that they've been trying to talk me into playing.
Right. Well, is there anything like it socially? When people talk about the business of golf, you know, if you take somebody out on the course, you play a round of golf with them, it makes for better business, not on the course, but after the round when you talk to them later. Do you find that to be the case?
Yep, I do. And the other thing, I'm glad you brought that up, because within our academies, we want to kind of include a fun element. And we think there's a lot of opportunities for that at the academies, not just playing around the golf. There's certainly opportunities when you go play a full round. But you can go to these academies and develop relationships, and we're actually developing a Golf Channel Academy club, and we're going to develop skills competitions people can compete in optionally. And we think that's going to be a fun way to kind of propel what we're doing and make the learning process even more fun than it is right now.
Oh, that's important. I mean, we have to make golf fun. Otherwise, people just have to watch. You have to be able to laugh, have a good time, and be outside, get some exercise, and hit a ball around. I mean, that's hopefully in the right direction and into the cup in the right amount of strokes. You know, all
that
should come together. One final question that came up, somebody mentioned them this week, and it struck me that we're developing an industry of teaching and never letting go. It's like the perpetual lessons. And that's a great business model. It keeps people coming back and spending money. But at the same time, at some point, you know, the teacher has to let the student go. And we have to bring more people into the game so that we grow the game. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're right. It's a balance. I would say that, so, you know, when you look at my background, varied sport background, in all those scenarios, coaching was very important. Some sports lend themselves to maybe not as much as others, but if you look at football and so forth, there's a reason that people practice a lot. They practice a lot more than they play. So I think for golfers that really want to continue to improve, they're going to need ongoing instruction. If you look at the tour players, almost every one of them has a coach, and they keep working on their game, so it's always this pursuit of perfection. But for those that just want to get to a certain level and then every once in a while, you know, have a coach kind of tweak what they're doing, that can happen. And we're also going to offer kind of virtual lessons, too, for those that aren't close to one of our academies. So that's a good way for somebody to send in their video of their swing so their coach can kind of analyze it and give them some feedback. So depending on the goals of the player, you know, I think there's something at all of our academies for each of them.
Excellent. It's great talking with you, Scott Novell, co-founder and president of Golf Channels. And I'm going to, you know, Golf Academy with the Peacock. Just look for the Peacock
right.
And Golf Academy. Okay. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Danielle. And those of you that are out by Coalina, go see Claude. He's a great coach.
He is. He's so much fun. He's fun. He makes it fun. He had some aim point lessons. He's expert in aim point, one of the top. We'll be back after this to talk with Jeff Lowe about something he decided he needed to create to make your round of golf, well, more ready. It's Ready Putt. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, grip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
I got to warn you, the HGRA sample sale is coming up on Saturday, June 13th. Saturday, June 13th. I think that's in time for you to get something for Father's Day, which is on June 21st. And I know this because my mom's on June 20th. That's her birthday. She's always competing with Father's Day. It's not easy. Okay, it's at Washington Intermediate, and that's the cafeteria, parking, lots of it. You enter from King Street. Golf shirts, golf shoes, golf equipment. It's sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association, and it's the HGRA sample sale Saturday, June 13th. It's from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon. Now, Jeff Lowe. He's the founder of Ready Putt Putter Covers. An avid golfer, Jeff wanted to simplify the experience of grabbing your putter and going to the green to putt. What happens when you grab your putter and go to the green? Is that all you need? No, it's not all you need, right? Let's bring Jeff Lowe in. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. So you must have, on occasion, forgotten maybe your ball mark, maybe your ball repair, you know, your divot repair tool. What brought you to this decision?
Well, you know, one of the most important things in putting is to ensure that you putt with a clean ball. Putting hard enough as it is, let's remove the variables of dirt and grass stains that can alter the ball roll. So I often forgot a towel. And so sitting on the ball, wiping it on my pants, probably wasn't the best option. And thought about what can I do to simplify that experience, as you're alluding to. And so we reinvented the putter cover by adding a ball cleaner to it. And also a magnet so that you can affix your divot repair tool and ball marker.
I'm playing with it right now.
That was Velcro.
Yeah, that was Velcro that you just heard. And I'm trying the, now the magnet that you have is really strong. So I have my Jenny K. Wilson Invitational ball mark, which is beautiful, by the way. And I just put it right here on your Ready Putt putter cover, and it sticks. Now, there's room also for my divot repair tool, too, right? So
correct.
I can go right there next to it. So I've got everything here. And then on the, so, you know, I open it up. But on this side, you say your cleaner side is, how do you keep the water in it so that you can continuously clean the ball?
Sure. We call it a tri-layer ball cleaner. There's three layers. There's a waterproof layer that contains the water. There's an absorbent layer to hold water. And then there's a microfiber towel on top. And so in weather such as in Hawaii, when it's in the 70s and 80s, this can stay wet almost an entire round. It's amazing how much water these can hold and retain.
No, it's great because it's hard for me to believe because it's so thin. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's maybe two credit cards put together. That's how thick this is. That will then hold water to allow me to clean my ball. I'm more of a person that likes to put the ball into something and mush it around and clean it that way rather than I would have to take the ball here and kind of roll it or scrape it across the surface, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
You know, the goal of this was to have something that was external, something that you don't have to put in your pocket or wear on your belt. And this was something that when we thought about this, you always bring your putter to the green. And this simplifies it, so you don't forget about it.
No, you sure don't. You've got everything right with you. No, it's really, really cool. And you have it in both the mallet and the blade. And you inside the mallet, I'm going to do the Velcro thing again. There's this little styrofoam, for want of a better description of it. It looks like a piece of. Why do you have this in here? Do I keep it inside this mallet putter, a ready put putter cover?
We call that, we have a creative name called the foam insert.
Oh, it's the foam insert. You know, if I had only been more creative, yes.
Now, the foam insert actually does serve a purpose. With the Ready Putt mallet shape, we call it the Ready Putt Original, this actually enables that Ready Putt to be used with a variety of different style of putters. So a lot of golfers I know switch putters a lot because it's always the putter's fault.
It is the putter's fault.
And so they'll have a blade or a mid-mallet or a large mallet putter. And what that insert will do will fill in the space if you decide to use a blade or if you use a mid-mallet, or you can remove that piece if you have a large mallet-style putter.
I see, because I was going to throw it away. I thought it was part of the packaging, you know? I thought, oh, that's interesting, that's nice, you know, keeping everything all the way it's supposed to look, you know? But now I'm educated. What about, I also have you are so kind to send me, and I didn't open this one up yet, the blade one. Does it have one of your foam inserts inside of it, too?
Now, the blade is doesn't have one of the foam inserts.
Okay.
It comes empty, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's all right. It's very nice. It's like a wonderful booty. And what is the material? This is very soft, like leather, but it's not leather. It feels good.
Yes, it's a polyurethane material that's water resistant, and it will. I can't say it's going to last longer than leather, but will survive the elements better than leather because it can. Retain water, or excuse me, not retain water, but repel water.
Right on. Now, I'm one of those people that white and I, we just attract. If I wear white, it likes to collect dirt. This is a lovely white. Does it clean well?
It does. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's white. So we'll get dirty over time. There's a lot of dirt and grass and
yes.
other debris that's involved with golf. So of course, over time, it probably won't stay as pristine as the one you just opened.
I don't know. I'm just going to have to put this up on my counter and just admire it. No, I like these. They feel really good. I feel like I'm protecting the putter head. And to me, that's probably the most important part of the putter cover. If it's not a cover that doesn't feel like it's protecting my putter, I don't trust it. So I like these very. Now you keep saying we, Jeff Lowe, you're the founder of Ready Putt Putter Covers, but you have a partner.
I do. Jim Wilkinson. He's a PGA professional. He's in the primarily in the Northwest and in Bend, Oregon, and also in India, California during the winters. And he was actually a player on the senior PGA. He's actually been my golf teacher for probably almost 15 years now.
You know, You're lucky.
He's been an outstanding teacher. And your previous guest, Scott, was talking about how, the longevity of a relationship. And it's been great to have the consistency with an instructor teacher because he learns and knows what my problems are. And I don't have to tell, I can give him a call and he knows exactly what I'm doing because he's been working with me so long.
That's nice. That's when those Skype conversations come in real handy. He doesn't necessarily have to see it. You can explain it to him. You can tell him what's going on with the ball flight and then he understands what you're doing wrong.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's fantastic. Jim Wilkinson, former PGA Champions Tour player, current golf instructor of Jim Lowe, the founder of Ready Putt Putter Covers. Name a few of his accolades. Winner of two PGA events, Pacific Northwest Senior Player of the Year, recognized 5 times at the top of the list of playing pros in the Pacific Northwest. Did he help you design these?
Well, having someone involved with the golf industry and just knowing, he interacts with golfers constantly, day in and day out. And being that I'm not from the golf industry, he was able to provide a lot of insight into what golfers like, what appeals to them, different color schemes, and obviously the functionality of the product and building something that will be well-built and withstand the test of time.
Well, it does. It's very well-made. I'm impressed. Now, I just have one final question that I have to ask you, and that is, how long did it take from the time that you guys thought about doing this to bringing it to the market?
It was about a year and a half.
That's fast.
Yeah, it really happened fast. And, before I knew it, I had a living room full of boxes of Ready Putts and was thinking, oh my God, this really is happening. I better start selling some.
Oh my God. They're growing. They're expanding. Help. They're multiplying. Where can I get one?
They're available through our website at readyputt.com, readyputt.com. And they're available at various stores up in the Northwest also.
Hey, Pacific Northwest is having a U.S. Open for the first time. Is there excitement building in the air?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm in Phoenix, as we shared before. I'm excited because being just living up there for a period of my life is fascinating. And to see Chambers Bay, what an incredible golf course.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking with David Cass in a couple of minutes. We play Chambers Bay in August.
And I'm jealous.
Man, I don't know. These guys that say that they don't have to listen to the USGA's suggestion that they play more than just one practice or two practice rounds, I don't think they realize, A, the physicality of the course, and I mean the fact that it is not only up and down, I mean, there's no level. It's up and down. But also, because it was a quarry, there is something in the air that's, it's not dirt, and it, there's dirt, but it's not a deep layer of dirt. So that ground kind of takes all of the moisture that would be in the air and takes it right into it. It's like, oh, it's like having sand underneath the green to, for all the water to drain off. And it, so it doesn't get, you know, soaked. And it just, sure, it's just a very interesting feeling, because it's, I call it a dehydrating course. And when I went to play Salish Cliffs afterwards, like, oh my gosh, thank God. I'm, you know, I'm being resupplied with just energy from the green around me. It's fabulous. It's not a Lynx course. It's just a very, very different course, and it's going to be fun. ReadyPutt.com. I couldn't help but think of Ready Golf. Were you thinking of Ready Golf at all when you made the name Ready Putt?
Absolutely. Like we talked about, it helps you play Ready Golf. Everything you need is on your putter, your divot repair, your ball marker, and a ball cleaner. Simply grab your putter, head to the green, you got everything you need.
It's fabulous. It's great talking with you. Nice to meet you, Jeff Lowe. Awesome.
Thank you, Danielle.
Anything else? Did I miss anything that you had a burning desire to say?
No, I think we got it covered.
Got it covered. Awesome. Jeff Lowe. Yes, go ahead.
It's a pun intended.
Jeff Lowe is the founder of Ready Putt Putter Covers. You'll like them. My name is Danielle Tucker. David Cass is joining us in the clubhouse right now, but first we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. At Poipu Bay Golf Course, if you would like to play a round of golf, there's some lovely afternoon tee times when it's not scorching hot. There's a 2:30, a 3 o'clock, and a 4 till sunset. Now, the reason for the later tee times is because the Kauai Chamber of Commerce has taken over a Poipu Bay golf course, and everybody's out to have a good time, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. There are, if you're thinking of Father's Day, there are gift cards, and you know I love their after hours, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, after work, dad can go over to Poipu Bay. He can play first practice, and then he can use the cart. Range balls are all free, part of the package. Then he gets to play three holes. There's a 3, a 4, and a 5, and it's only $25. So for a $100 gift card, he gets four wonderful after-work sessions where he can relax and unwind before he comes home. You can also get 40% off on the shirts, men and women's shirts on the table, and 30% off on shoes. Yeah. Poipu Bay Golf Course. Let's go to Chambers Bay via Salish Cliffs Golf Club and David Cass, PGA, the head golf professional. Welcome, David.
Hi, Danielle. Good to be back.
Yeah. You know, when I say I played Chambers Bay, I know I'm I didn't really play it because I wasn't in the shape. I had my back operation in February, and I was there in August. I wasn't really playing. I was putting a little bit and maybe doing a couple of swings that I probably shouldn't have been doing. But, yes, I absolutely – all 18 holes. Tell us what you think of the course when you play Chambers Bay.
I'm a huge fan of Chambers Bay. It was fascinating to me. It was, I was fortunate enough to go to Scotland a number of years ago, and driving into Steilacoom and University Place area where it is. If you come down on the water side, you go right down to the ferries. It's like driving into one of those old Scottish towns to me. Neat old town, and then you come up along the water and up the hill. And as you remember, the course kind of unfolds in front of you. We stood up there having lunch, a late breakfast, and you can stand there and look at all 18 holes in every group. And I've never been to a place where you could do that.
I called it arena golf. It's so made for television and made for grandstands. And what is the walkway above it where people are being encouraged to stay?
Oh, there's Pierce County has numerous walkways that actually, obviously not during the Open, but for the rest of the year, where people can walk almost on the golf course. You walk, there's trails all around it. I know my wife and I love to go out there, and we just walk around the place. And there is that one set of the trails that goes up above it, where you can kind of peer over the fence, and you're right along the long par 5 8th, looking down over the whole course and all the way out to the sound.
Yeah, and there's one place where you could stand and watch 7 or 8 holes being played, right? And you really can't do anything but do that, because the way the course is set up, there's no place for spectators to hang out along the fairway or around the green. It's not that kind of a course.
It's certainly going to be interesting to see how the USGA sets it up and where the spectators are able to walk. You know, I think as you alluded to with your the previous guest, it's an interesting area to walk on. Being a former quarry and now with sand that I've heard in upwards of 20, 30 feet in places as it goes up, tremendous drainage. And very dry, even with our Pacific Northwest weather in the off season.
Yes.
So those sand dunes, it's going to be hard to walk on those and be a spectator on. So it's going to be really interesting. I've been fascinated watching, them start to build grandstands up the right side of 18 and just seeing how this all plays out.
Now, what do you think of the guys? Like, I think it was Rory McIlroy when he heard that the USGA said that, 10 practice rounds really would be the optimum. I think he said something like, what's his handicap?
That's great.
That's
certainly
cheeky.
Mike Davis had his interesting comment, and I don't disagree with Mike in the sense of, that would be ideal. That you got a number of rounds in on the course, you can really see it in different conditions. I mean, especially with them, them talking about playing the first and 18th hole, kind of alternating fours and fives to keep the par at 70. Those holes play dramatically different when you're playing as a par four. Your landing area changes completely around, and so ultimately a lot of rounds. But sometimes we forget really how good those guys are.
I know this is true.
They're going to adapt quickly, and I think his comment was he gave them no chance to win if they didn't go and play a lot. And I think one of our locals around here, Ryan Moore, had a good response to that, which was, basically considering that 90% of the people won't do that, and those other 10% are probably a little more local, such as him, and hopefully like Andres Gonzalez can get into the field. And there's only a handful of people that are going to have done everything that Mike Davis has suggested, simply because it's, we're out here in the Pacific Northwest. We're not an easy drive from one of their other tour stops where they're going to be able to come by and get a quick round in after an event.
Precisely. It's a long journey. Not only to, you fly in, then you drive, and then you find your place to stay. The accommodations, have they been... are they filled? I mean, everybody must be overwhelmed,
Right. obviously the USGA does an amazing job before they pick a venue. They make sure that the accommodations will be available. you know, Seattle with all the, you know, in the whole Pacific Northwest, we're a little more spread out than other places I've even lived in my life. With all the different waterways, we get a little more separated. There's a little more distance between our golf courses. Hence, my section of the PGA is, encompasses five states, the largest geographical one. But we certainly don't have the most, you know, PGA members in that area, even though we are in five states. So we saw a lot of early bookings for the people that knew they were coming. And then once tickets kind of were mailed out, all of a sudden people were reminded, oh, wait, I need a place to stay. I better make some phone calls.
I know, exactly. I know. And most places, your hotel just won't come to me. I've even been Googling right now. The hotel next to the golf course is
Little Creek Casino Resort.
Thank you, Little Creek.
You're welcome.
Okay, I stayed at Little Creek. Thank you, David. I stayed at Little Creek, and I enjoyed, love the wood. I love the way that hotel is built and the way it sits. And the fact that Salish Cliffs Golf Club is, what, a four-minute walk, and then you have the Cadillac golf car to take people there?
Right,
the stretch.
Absolutely. We're we are the only casino golf course in the state that is actually on the property of the casino. Usually you have to get in a shuttle or go somewhere. We've had a few of them are 20-30 minute drives, but because we built the course ourselves and opened it up in late 2011, we were able to acquire the land, the tribe was able to acquire the land. It is a Native American owned casino resort course. And build it right on site, which makes it just so convenient. As you know, we pulled in here and, you didn't have to get in a car or do anything until you were ready to leave, and hopefully you don't want to leave too soon.
And right, exactly. And the entertainment center, ESPN holds live events there. Tell us something. I was going to send a note to you saying, what's coming up at the entertainment center?
Well, we have Trace Adkins coming, I know, in just a couple weeks. We just finished a series with we did a simulcast of that Pacquiao Mayweather fight, and then as you alluded to, we've had ESPN and Showtime out and done our live boxing ourselves right on site, which is a lot of fun when the fighters are walking around the casino and some of them might be in the spa or the extra room trying to get to weight, but.
Yeah.
We've done everything from comedians to huge Mardi Gras and Oktoberfest items. We kind of have a little of everything, whether it's comedy, country western, rock and roll. Have a lot of things. I was fortunate enough to see B.B. King here just about 2 years ago,
wow.
And I knew he was getting a little older, and then saddened by his passing earlier or end of last month, beginning of this month.
Wow.
It was nice to be able to see that, and it's been a lot of fun to be here and witness all the changes as we grow.
He was amazing. I mean, he even in his advanced 88, it was amazing that he would still perform, and he still sounded the way, a little older voice, but still he still had the depth. He had the range. He was amazing, and the way he could play. Notes that you never heard before on that guitar. He was amazing.
Lucky man. It was a special night.
Yes.
I wasn't going to miss that one.
No. So Salish Cliffs Golf Club is built into this beautiful forest. And when I was talking with Jeff earlier, I said when I left Chambers Bay, I felt like it had taken, because it's a quarry. It's going to be that dryness to it. The ground needs moisture, and it's going to take everything it can, including out of your body. So when I left, I'm like, gosh, that was beautiful, absolutely stunning. And you have to have a caddy, I promise you, because there are no carts. So if you go play Chambers Bay, you've got to have a caddy, and they carry everything. You walk. They help you with the club. They're fabulous. That's really the only way to do it, because it is the only way to do it, right? I mean, unless you want to carry your own.
I couldn't agree more. They have a fantastic caddy system there. you know, Brian Pierce and some of the other gentlemen up there that have helped organize that and get that built up to what it is, have done a wonderful job, and they really, really do add to the enjoyment of the round out there. I know it's a little bit more, and it's a pricey place to play
yes.
when you, because they have a U.S. Open, and that's inevitable, and but it really makes it more enjoyable, and you can learn if you haven't played it a bunch of times. I still love taking a caddy, and I've played it over a dozen times.
Right, exactly. And it's changed since we in August were there. It's gotten much greener over the winter. You had the rain. But we're going to take a real quick break. We're talking with David Cass, PGA head professional at Salish Cliffs Golf Club. I want to focus on, you know, making that transition from that very dry, linksy sort of golf course going over to the very moist and receptive Salish Cliffs, and who designed it and what it's like to play there at Little Creek Casino Resort and the Salish Cliffs Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnamay.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Salish Cliffs Golf Club. It's a Native American-owned casino resort golf course designed by Gene Bates. It's located at the Little Creek Casino Resort, and it opened in 2011. David Cass is the PGA head golf professional there. David, wasn't the site of... was it a Champions Tour event or a PGA Tour event? Freddie Couples was sitting at. Tell us a little bit about some of the events that have been played there.
Oh, we had Freddie came out to help us with our grand opening. Him and Gene Bates have done work together. Gene did this course himself, but Freddie, being a native of the area, was kind enough to come up and join us for a great day when we opened it up. And I think the people that got to play in that opening day. We're treated to something special. We, you know, hit some balls on the range, and we actually got one of our little Pacific Northwest rainstorms come in for about 45 minutes right as, you know, I have them mic'd up and ready to go. So we decided just kind of adjourn inside the clubhouse, and almost to a person, the participants came up to me and said it ended up being so much better. They, you know, instead of him giving a few tips on the range, you know, he sat down kind of on the corner of a table, and people were within 5-10 feet of him. We just all kind of sat around having almost like a little open forum.
Wow.
And you know, it was right before the President's Cup. He was actually texting with some of the players during it because he was getting ready to make his picks, and I remember he was texting with Steve Stricker at a point during it, and you know, trying to figure out who he was going to take, and everybody was just casually talking to him. And I've been fortunate enough to meet a few guys out there that play on tour or the Champions Tour, and there's no one quite like Freddie. You know, just so relaxed, you know, kind of nonchalant. Somebody asked him about his, you know, how he chose the length of his belly putter. And he kind of just looked and shrugged his shoulders a little bit. And was like, "Ah, this one felt good." You know, I just, you know, there wasn't a lot of analytics to it. He wasn't getting tested on some SAM putting monitor and going that way. He grabbed the one that felt good and he used it.
That's the way feel. He's a feel player, and I think so many of us should probably try to do more of that. You know, how does it feel to you rather than, but then again, you do need a good fitting and the combination of the two is important, I think, to make it a real fun game. I'll never feel the second groove on an iron. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen in my lifetime. I should have started when I was two to do something like that. Okay, so let's say we kind of set the setting for Chambers Bay, and you kind of got, you know, and it kind of the golf course just kind of opens up down below you as you drive up to the course, and it spreads out with Puget Sound. And you're just amazed at the colors and, yes, the Lone Tree. And it's, you know, it's there and it's fabulous. And then after a day, you're quite drained from the experience because it's a long walk. Then you go to Salish Cliffs Golf Club and it's green and it's lush and it's, you're enclosed by the trees, but you're not overwhelmed by the trees. Does that make sense?
That's a beautiful way to describe it. You know, I have always kind of joked that you know, Chambers Bay has one tree on the course, and we have the rest.
Right.
You know, but you're right. They cut it out of this the Comilche Valley here with all these cedars and fir trees, and as opposed to seeing the entire golf course. You know, we have guests that come out and play, and there might be 150-plus players that are playing that day. And when they finish up, they're kind of like, was there anyone else playing today? We felt like we were the only ones on the course.
Exactly.
You get out there in nature, and you know, it's really kind of a wonderful setting. And like you said, it's a different, you know, different experience as far as the turf. And you go from a fine fescue that, you know, Robert Trent Jones Jr. put in at Chambers to a T1 bentgrass, tees, fairways, and greens. That Gene put in here, you know, at Salish Cliffs, and it makes for a different experience. Instead of firm, tight lies, we have some lusher lies, and kind of makes it easier to, you know, rip a long iron or a 3-wood off it. There's moments at Chambers when I want to hit a little pitch into a green, and I take one look at the lie and say, "Where's my putter? I'll putt this from 20 yards short. Thank you very much."
Yes, it's much more friendly. The course is much more receptive.
one of the greatest lines I got from one of the caddies when I was out there playing Chambers, he said, "Here, sometimes your bad shots go further than your good shots."
Hey,
you kind of hit them in the forehead and they keep rolling.
Yeah, or, you know, if you go, let's say, to the left and it hits the bank and comes down and rolls onto the green. You know, that was a mistake. You didn't want to go left. You wanted to go straight to the green, but the bank of the hill brought it. And I think Mike Davis said in some cases that may be the best way to get to the greens there. That's going to be interesting. You have some tournaments that are coming up at Salish Cliffs Golf Club. How far are you from Chambers? I can't remember.
You know, we're 30 to 45 minutes, kind of a little bit depending on traffic and, you know, how quickly you like to drive. You know, it can be a little slower going through the town sometimes when you get there. But it's a nice, simple drive up to the course, and we do find a lot of people that want to come and stay with us at the resort here, play our golf course, and run up and play around at Chambers as well. You know, as you alluded to, it would be tough to come here and, you know, and play Chambers 3 or 4 days in a row walking. I think the guys are going to feel that.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a rough course, tough.
I know they're in good shape, so I'll be interested to see what they say about that. Maybe I'm just not in as good a shape as I should be.
That's their livelihood.
Right.
They're supposed to be in the gym, get those legs ready to go, and knees and hips and everything else that, yes, will be necessary. You've got the WWC PGA Pro President June 4th. Is that open to, or the 14th annual MLRC event? Are those open to the public?
The Tribes Museum event, that Museum, Library, and Research Center event is, we do their annual fundraiser for the tribe. They have a museum that kind of home of sacred belongings, as they call it, and it's where they pass on some of their traditions, you know, from, you know, cedar weaving for baskets and other things such as that to their youth. And there, it's an amazing little museum, but it's funded by some, you know, a small entry fee when you go there. And then we do a couple of events through the resort and obviously through the golf course with this event where we raise some money. And that information is available on our website, you know, salish-cliffs.com, and you can find the information on the event. The Pro President's actually one of our chapter events for the Pacific Northwest PGA section, where we have a pro from a club and their club president come out, and we do a little bonding with our the presidents of our club and hope not to embarrass one another and have a little friendly but a good competition.
And of course, you'll make them look good.
Right. That's the goal. That we try.
It's good talking with you, David Kass, PGA head golf professional at Salish Cliffs Golf Club. A lot of fun. I bet you're completely booked, right, all the way through to June.
You know, in the hotel for the U.S. Open stay and play packages has a few left. I know Friday and Saturday were nearly sold out last I checked, but there's a few more left. You know, I think we're just a little further away than some of the hotels, so we're filling up a little bit later. But there are still some great packages available through the resort. You can stay, get around to golf here, and we even have some transportation up to the as close as we can get the spectators to the course, that is.
Excellent. Great news. Okay, so it's Salish/Cliffs.com, right?
Right, Salish-Cliffs.com.
Awesome. David, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
We're going to talk about tournaments for women. Sarah Forrest is the owner of RedTeaBreaks.com. Lady golfer, tour operators in the UK, advisor to Golf Tourism England, event manager, guest speaker, and freelance golf writer. We're talking about what she's got going on for lady golfers and some awesome prizes. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5 Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
You know, if you're putting on a big event, like, let's say, oh, I don't know, the U.S. Open, in a fort to be held here in Hawaii or in California, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert or your special event, what they do is they go on property, they check it out, they see where you're vulnerable, and then they put the protection in place. What you need, it's Star Protection. We're going to bring in, she's been waiting forever. She's probably wondering, when is that lady ever going to get to me? Her name is Sarah Forrest. She's the owner of RedTeaBreaks.com. She's in the UK. Welcome, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Danielle. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I love, you know, all the things you do. The fact that you're the advisor to Golf Tourism England, we probably want to talk to you a little bit just for golf Tourism Hawaii. You know, that's something that we certainly do. And I've always been curious, you know, golf started, I suppose, and some say the Chinese started, but I'm just going to go with the English and the in Scots, you know, in the UK.
Yeah, be careful. I think the Scots might argue that point. I think it's more the Scots than the English, but of course we do take claim to that too.
Right. There we go. Okay, so let's put it up there on the border, the Scots. But nevertheless, I'm, you know, why are there not more Scottish and English, since you guys are so close to one another, okay, it's a small island.
Yeah.
Why are there not more golfers on the European Tour and the PGA Tour who are from England and Scotland? Have you ever wondered?
No, not really. I haven't really thought about it, if I'm really honest. I could only suggest that I think that certainly the pros that I know who have people put forward into pro school, they generally go to America for the pro school. We have obviously the LEC here, and we have the European Tour here. But the PGA and the LPGA are really the big brothers of it all, big brothers and sisters of it all. So people don't generally get very far unless they've been over to America. Is my experience of it, which is limited, obviously.
Yeah, well, so, Justin, you know, I mean, Justin Rose is fabulous. Rose is fabulous, and I'm just, you know, Colin Montgomery is wonderful. We need more Justin Roses and Colin Montgomery. I mean, I'm from, you know, basically from the UK. My cousin Carol's listening in Derby, so. Oh, you know, I want to be. I'm also Swiss. I don't think there is a Swiss golfer. We do have golf courses in Switzerland, though. Sarah Forrest is the owner of Red Tee Breaks. She's a lady golfer tour operator in the UK, but she's here to talk about a fun competition with prizes that are, as she says, to die for. How did you, you know, I mean, you've got these different opportunities. Five venues across the UK. You can either play in Pairs, Better Ball, or Stableford. Loads of choices. You've got these awesome locations, and then you came up with these fabulous prizes. Tell us first, how did you, how do we sign up, and where are we going?
Well, obviously, you can go to redseabreaks.com and go to the events tab, and you can sign up like that. There's as you quite rightly say, five venues across the UK. Peculiarly, there's not a tournament specifically for ladies in the UK that covers the whole of the UK, but also gives them the choice, as you quite rightly say, of one of five venues, but also two playing formats too. So it's quite unique insofar as it's giving the ladies the choice. And the reason we have done it like that is because we want to encourage people. We've got people signing up for the individual Stableford who don't necessarily go away with their buddies, but just want to go and have a bash with some new people, you know, make new friends. And then we've got people signing up for Pairs who aren't that confident in maybe playing the individual Stableford competition. So Stableford is a big game over here. It's a little bit more forgiving, as you probably know, than stroke play.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a point system, and the chap that came up with the Stableford point system is a guy called Dr. Stableford, and he was playing on a course called Wallasey, and Wallasey is probably up there as one of my favourite courses in the world, and it's just around the Liverpool region, and Dr. Stableford came up with the Stableford point system on the second hole, which is a dogleg, it's a 90-degree dogleg right par four. And I reckon he came up with it on the second hole because he had an absolute nightmare on the first hole.
Just for those of us who may not know exactly how Stableford works, can you give us a quick, if par is a point, birdies, tell us how that works.
Well, it works on your net par. So if you're a stroke in the, if you're a handicap 18, you get a shot a hole. So if it's a par four and you sink the ball in five, you get 2 points. If you sink the ball in six, you get 1 point. And if you sink the ball in four, 3 points.
Excellent.
So it's an up and down kind of thing, but your optimum is 2 points. At the end of the game, when you play Stableford, you want to be having 36 points because that means you're playing to your handicap.
And you want to have more points than less points.
Yes.
Which is what's always confusing to golfers here is, okay, we're going for higher scores, not lower scores in golf with stroke play, right? So, okay.
Yeah, well, that's right. When you play stroke play, you're trying to get the few shots as possible, and it's exactly the same. It's just a different way of scoring.
A different way of scoring. Yes.
Yes, exactly. But the advantage of it is if you've had an absolute horrible hole, it doesn't matter because you can still make up. You just put a blob, we call it a blob, on that hole, and you just make up for it on other holes. So you can have 2 points, 2 points, 2 points, have a blob, and then you can have a 3 points, 3 points, and you've made up your missing 2 points.
Excellent. See, we should play Stableford more often. Okay.
I think so.
There are different destinations, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and I'm looking at them all thinking, wow. Now, when you sign up, do you sign up for all of these events, or can you sign up for certain ones of them?
No, you sign up for one of the five events of the Red Tee Tour, and then the winners of those regional events, we've called them, will go forward to the finals at the Oxfordshire. So, as you probably know, coming from the UK, the golf courses in the UK, if they've got a shire after them, they're generally, not always, but generally the older courses of the region. So the Oxfordshire, the Buckinghamshire, you know, the counties with the names are generally the older courses and more established. And the Oxfordshire is like an inland link course, so it's quite a challenge for the ladies. And it's got a lovely hotel on site as well, so that's a nice one for them to do their finals in.
Excellent.
So no, they can sign up for as many as they want, but can only really win one. So,
right.
But they're all good. They're all cracking courses.
So we've got five regionals, five amazing golf holidays to win. But first, let's go through some of the places I like, because each one, the first tournament that's going to be held, I and I'm just going from your blog that you wrote about it, is the McDonald Cardrona Hotel and Spa just outside Edinburgh?
Yeah, it's in Peebles, just outside Edinburgh. So that's and unusually you'll see, I don't know if you have McDonald's chain over there or even De Vere chain over there, but we've brought together some of the chains, which is quite unheard of normally. You know, the chain hotels, golf resorts, like the Marriott's kind of thing. That's not in there, but that kind of thing. So we've managed to get a McDonald's in and three De Vere's in, and then an Independence as well. So, yes, there's 18 holes there with a four-star hotel on site. Now, the other thing that we have actually managed to do is we've actually negotiated a special rate to stay at the hotel as well. So peculiar to people signing into this tournament. Effectively, it means the tournament price, which is only £35, or I think that's about just over $50 for you guys, for 18 holes and lunch, is actually quite good value, especially when you consider what you could win.
Yes, it's an excellent value. And this is also, the McDonald Cardrona is right before the Ricoh Women's British Open.
Absolutely, yes.
Right?
The Ricoh's over in Turnberry on the west coast. And obviously, this one's near Edinburgh. So it's, the reason we've done it like we've done it is because both of the tournaments in the north, which is a Cardrona and a Close House, which is a stunning location, people could go to the Ricoh in between. So we've done one event, Ricoh, and then another event, if that's what people wanted to do.
Excellent.
So we're trying to cover all bases, really. So if people are travelling up from the home counties around London to go and play in Edinburgh or Newcastle, then there's a reason, another reason for them to go that far up, and that's the Ricoh.
Yeah. Well, yes, and if you're going up to the Ricoh, you can then go over and play a tournament, have some fun.
Yes.
Right? Possibly win one of the fabulous prizes that you have. What is the Close House Hotel?
Close House Hotel is, Lee Westwood is attached to Close House Hotel, so when you see him playing, you'll often see the hats of Close House. It's a hidden gem, I can tell you, Danielle, it's superb. It's two 18-hole golf courses on site, and they say it's a golf course with hotel rooms as opposed to a hotel golf course.
Wow.
And but the rooms were just stunning. You know, if it was to be star rated, it would probably be a 5-star.
Wow! And did you get special pricing? Did you get special pricing for Close House too?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay. So the entry fee is £35, and then of course you pay for your own expenses after that. But the prizes. Wait. What's Winchwood Park like? That sounds interesting. In Cheshire Hills.
Yeah, Winchwood Park is actually quite a long course for ladies. It's set in the Cheshire Hills. It's a nice parkland course. It actually, as I say, quite long for ladies. I look at ladies about 5,500 yards is about the average. Some of the American courses that you guys play, I think, are very, very short. But my home course is 5,600, and, you know, going around and playing quite a lot of courses, I do generally look at the overall yardage, and I'd say the average ladies is about 5.5. So Wychford is probably slightly longer than that. So it's rolling Cheshire countryside is probably the easiest way to describe it. A nice parkland, established parkland course.
Beautiful. The fourth event is in August on the 6th, I believe. It's Winchwood?
Winchwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
That was the one we just talked about. The fourth one is Stavis.
I'm sorry. Then I got out of order. I'm sorry about that. So Winchwood Park is the 18-hole golf course. I got it. All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's August 6th.
Cheshire.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the 7th, is that the next
one? On the 7th of August. Yeah, Northamptonshire. So it's probably about 90 minutes away from London, something like that. Travelling up the M1, which was the original motorway going north to south. So it's in Northamptonshire. Again, a very nice established parkland course. Massive hotel on site as well, so there's lots to do in Northamptonshire. It's one of those unspoilt counties as well. You know, there's not too much in the way of being built up. There's still lots of countryside around, and it's a pretty county, Northamptonshire, and I think it's very underrated. People don't know it.
And the final, I believe the final from, you know, I'm just, I don't know anything. I'm depending on you, Sarah. Sarah Forrest.
Yeah, the final.
Yes.
No problem. The final regional event is at Wokefield Park. Wokefield Park is just outside Reading, so we're talking about 30 minutes west of London. So it's quite accessible for the M4 corridor. The M4 corridor goes London to Wales. It's got some cracking holes on Wokefield. It's almost a little bit of a half and half. One half of it is very oldy-woldy with your gnarled trees on and that kind of thing. And then the other half is playing over water and all those kind of challenges that you have to incorporate. Yeah.
Wonderful. You've put together an amazing schedule here. Each one can be entered, of course, individually. If you want to enter two, you can. If you happen to be
yes,
in the
course,
UK,
yeah.
you can choose to enter two. You can only win one prize because everybody goes from the five to where is the finals? That's what I couldn't find.
No, well, to be honest, when this post was made, but we hadn't actually negotiated where the finals were. So talk about flying by the seat of your pants. But that's at the Oxfordshire. That's the one that I was talking about that is the Inland Link style course. They've had some LEC events on there. They've had women's qualifiers on the Oxfordshire. It's a really, really nice course. There's one particular hole which is a challenge. It's a crossover water. I believe it's a par four, but you stood on an elevated tee and you can place your ball in the centre of the fairway and go round the water, or you can really take the water on and shoot over the water for your second shot. So it's a really, really nice hole. I like that one. Yeah, it's a split fairway.
We've got five regional tournaments and five amazing golf holidays to be won. We're going to take a break, and then quickly, Sarah, we're going to need you to tell us about the holidays that can be won. I mean,
okay.
Portugal, Spain, Italy, Madeira, amazing. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Sarah Forrest, the owner of RedTeaBreaks.com. She's the tour operator in the UK who's put this all together. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're talking with Sarah Forrest, Red Tee Breaks, inviting lady golfers to join in the fun of tournament golf and win fabulous prizes. You've even got a best dress category for those who may not be playing as well as they'd like to win.
But what we've decided to do is that obviously people do play golf well in competitions, and sometimes people don't play well in competitions. So what we've decided to do is offer the prizes as more of a prize draw rather than depending on how you play. The best players will go through to the finals at the Oxfordshire, there's no doubt about that, and they will be given prizes as a result of their good play. But things like the golf holidays, we've decided to offer more on a draw to give people more of an even chance of winning something and to attract a variety of people. We don't just want the low handicaps. We want everybody to take part and enjoy it.
Oh, this is wonderful. So I don't have to win to win.
just pay your £35, play 18 holes, have some lunch, and then you might win a golf holiday as well.
Gosh, and oh my, okay, so the golf holidays are, how did you put this together? You're amazing, and Nike's one of your sponsors.
Nike have been fantastic, I must say. My golf pro is one of the Nike earmarked pros, you know, one of the top pros for Nike, and I've done quite a lot of work with Nike, assessing their golf clubs and things like that, as you'll read on the blog. And they don't have much, I hope I'm not going to shoot myself here, but much in the way of lady golfer activity. So when I approached them with this project, the guy in Europe was very, very keen to start supporting it. So they've been fantastic. They're providing a lot of the clothing for the ladies, for the prizes and things. It's mostly apparel for them, but and as I say, we've also got things like the golf clubs, which I've reviewed from the lady golfer point of view, because I'm not a scratch golfer. I'm a 13 handicap golfer, so I'm your regular lady golfer, the ones that buy these things,
right?
So you know, I mean, it's great to get lady pros to do reviews and things like that, and they know much more of the technical side than I could ever imagine to.
We've got to wrap up because we're coming to the close of the show. And Sarah Forrest, I appreciate your time. I love what you're doing. I wish I was in the UK right now so I could sign up and do this. If you're going to be in the UK, if you're living there, redteebreaks.com. That's where you get all the information and you'll see the fabulous prizes. Sarah, thanks for being on the show.
Danielle, you're lovely. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk about it.
Absolutely. And I want to thank the people who make it possible for Sarah and I to talk about these things. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Whatever island you're on, you got Alert Alarm. These systems can be monitored if you're in the UK for the Red Tea Breaks event. You can check it out, what's going on at home. Laptop or smartphone, of course, Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Star Protection, property threat risk assessment for your home, for your business, for your special event. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and in California. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. I want to thank all the people who were on the show this morning. Scott Novell, the co-founder and president of Golf Channel's Golf Academy. David Cass, Jeff Lowe, Sarah Forrest, thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.